This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Joining me again because we've had technical difficulties and acts of God and a few other things. But it's been a while, but joining me again are the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening. How you doing, Bill?
I am doing okay. You guys have been writing a couple of articles about this out-and-out destroy Trump thing where everybody's out there saying that Trump is causing the constitutional crisis, and yet I think you guys are rightfully labeling the attacks on Trump a constitutional crisis. I would like a little more scholarly perspective on this besides mine. You know, I sort of shoot from the hip. What do we got on that?
What we have, Bill, is a definite attempt going back probably to the day of the inauguration. And it was very clear that the powers that be, whether you call it the deep state, the shadow government, the Bilderberg group, all these forces that have a certain goal in mind and has nothing to do with the sanctity of the United States and our Constitution, they want to get rid of Trump. Trump has basically said it all in his slogan, America First. The importance of the nation state, the importance of the Constitution, that comes prior to the needs of any other country or any other group of nations, and they couldn't tolerate that. So we know from almost the first day before President Trump even stepped foot in the Oval Office that there was going to be attempts to remove him. Curiously, you would expect that to have occurred if Clinton had won the election, which was expected. At any rate, how do you get rid of a president? Well, there have to be grounds to do so.
Before you go to that, let me ask you this one question. Sure. At what point, like when Mueller gets out here and he's doing everything he does, when he comes back with nothing on Trump, at what point should the president look at Congress and say, look, enough of these shenanigans, let's get on with the business? Or when the Republicans, more to the point, the Republicans, the leadership in the House and the Senate, when should they tell these guys to shut up and let's go, or just go on without them?
Well, that's an interesting question, and that's really the crux of the problem. What you're referring to is this particular rule. It's called 28 CFR 600.1 in the Code of Federal Regulations. And it basically is a mechanism whereby the Attorney General, and since Jeff Sessions has recused himself, the acting Attorney General, in this case, this Rod Rosenstein, who just John, all of a sudden, he just came in on the lurch, makes a decision. But let me read this to you because I think it's very, very important. And once we parse out what is really said and meant in this particular code, we'll find out that Rosenstein basically did not have the authority that he claims to have had. Basically, it says this: the Attorney General, or in the cases in which the Attorney General has recused the acting Attorney General, will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted, and A, that investigation or prosecution of that person or matter by a U.S. Attorney's Office or litigating division of the department would present a conflict of interest for the department or other extraordinary circumstances, and B, that under the circumstances, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility for the matter. Well, those A and B are pretty broad. But the problem is this. Why did Rosenstein appoint this Mueller as a special counsel when there is no criminal investigation? That's the key. Even though now it seems that various Democratic senators and maybe even a few Republicans are claiming, well, I don't think it's any Republicans, that they're trying to slip in, well, yeah, there is a criminal investigation. They know how important that is. But what are we really talking about? We're talking about what? Something going back to the fact that maybe, perhaps, the Russians had something to do with influencing our election. Well, that's a counterintelligence matter anyway. It has nothing to do with the special prosecutor. If the FBI, and that's one of their jobs, is counterintelligence, wants to go after Putin, well, that's all well and good.
But well, correct me if I'm wrong on this, okay? Let me ask you this. Let's say they're correct. Let's say that Trump sat down with Rasputin and Marx and Lenin and all of the Russian bad guys and said, I want you to help me be the president, and I don't want Hillary to be the president.
Yes.
And then they got out there and they dropped in. But is collusion illegal? Well, that's my question.
If Trump actually met with these people and said, you've got to help me to win the election, that would be grounds, I would think, for sedition. But the problem is there's no basis for that.
Right.
No one is even the Democrats have not come out with that. I mean, basically, that is so far off the wall. All that has happened is basically that Flynn and others have met with Russian officials. Well, Clinton has done the same. That in itself doesn't mean anything. And there's nothing in any claim that I can see where they said that even if there was Russian influence or some influence, that Trump's campaign or Trump himself was actively involved in that. No, absolutely not. And that would be the only basis by which Rosenstein would have under this CFR section to go after Trump hiring or appointing a special counsel to do the work of the FBI. No, basically what they're really talking about, the Democrats, is they're trying to tie it into a Watergate type of scandal, arguing obstruction of justice. Well, what do they mean by obstruction of justice? Okay, we know, forget about the Russians. This has nothing to do with the Russians. It has everything to do with Comey and Trump.
We're coming up on the break, so before you launch into the big obstruction of justice explanation, let's hold up right there and we'll get back with that. But I mean just a real quick answer: was Trump correct to fire Comey?
Absolutely.
I think he was. Yeah, that guy got a little too big. I mean I've always thought as the FBI director is supposed to be one of those guys that walks alongside the wall, you don't know he's out there. Comey liked being out front, didn't he?
I want to talk a little bit about employment law. The fact is, Comey works for Trump. He's appointed by Trump, just like the cabinet head. Trump can fire Comey for good cause. He can fire Comey for bad cause, or he can fire Comey for no cause.
He can fire him because he doesn't like his haircut, right? Yeah.
He does not need a reason. And the Democrats say, oh, he does need a reason. Absolutely not.
Well, that was before. That was before Trump won the election. Before that, they wanted him gone too, right? We'll be right back. We're talking with Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship to the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Talking about him next hour. Coming coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot possibly understand. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Stephen DeAndrelli, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're trying to talk, we're doing a very good job of trying to talk, talking about this constitutional crisis that is not what they say it is. Instead, they're the ones causing it. Stephen, you're about to give us a definition of something. What was that? Or not Stephen, Roger, you're about to give us a definition of something. What was that that you were going to tell us?
Well, talking about this particular rule, in light of the situation with Comey and with Trump, basically Trump is permitted under, well, actually under basic employment law principles to fire the individuals that he hired, and he doesn't need a reason to do so. Everyone that is upset with Trump is saying, well, he does need a reason, that there was no basic reason to fire Comey. Comey was investigating him and or investigating his campaign, and that was his reason for getting rid of him, and that's obstruction of justice. No.
But they said the same thing about all the prosecutors that normally every president gets rid of, too, right?
Well, true. During the Watergate.
No, I'm talking about like the attorney, the deputy attorney general that are all over the place. The guy in New York that got fired just because.
Oh, well, of course. Of course.
Well, there are also a lot of these people who are actually making all the fuss about this, Trump's decision. Many of them were not in favor of Comey in the first place. In fact, they were constantly criticizing him. But because Trump actually fired him. Now it's a big issue. And you know what, Roger, continue what you're doing, but I'd just like to jump in for a second and pose something that I've been thinking about. And maybe, Bill, a lot of your listeners tonight are probably thinking the same thing. Why do we need to protect Trump? Why? Well, you know what? If we want to be selfish, there are many, many reasons I believe we should protect and support Trump. But if we look at it just from the Second Amendment side of the issue, of our right to keep and bear arms, Trump got us Justice Gorsuch on the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
We should not think lightly of that. We were at a turning point with a Supreme Court that could have, would Merrick Garland or some other leftist liberal judge, like we have in many of the circuit courts, could have just done away with Heller with the stroke of a pen. It's that simple. The swing vote would have been theirs. And Trump is, in my opinion, our only hope in a lifetime. I'm in my 60s. I never thought in a million years that we would be where we are right now. Everyone in the United States who chooses to exercise his or her constitutional right of self-defense and to own a gun, to carry a gun, can now actually look at it in a fairly positive way, that national state carry reciprocity is really a probable thing. It will happen if we keep Trump in office and we support him, because he's being distracted. I think the only reason why we haven't heard more about it is because he's being so distracted by these destructive charges and all these claims against him and the media and the constant attacks, that he hasn't even had time to have the Pence coalition investigate and meet with the NRA and say, okay, guys, let's talk about this national carry. Let's talk about Second Amendment issues that I promised. So he's our only hope. And that I think we need to realize, because we do know that Hillary Clinton did, in fact, commit crimes. Roger and I wrote several articles. We've actually identified the federal statutes in law. It was the Hillary Foundation. They took money illegally. She lied to the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. These are crimes. And yet, we were advocating for an independent counsel and prosecutor. No one was interested except for a few politicians, very few. It went nowhere. And now, all of a sudden, because it's Trump, everything's okay. See, that's what it's all about. It's about getting Trump. And we need to expose that idea and let the people know.
There was no crime. The thing is, if you compare, and it's very, very interesting to see how this particular rule could have been applied in the case of Hillary Clinton. And I think it's very important to consider that. Remember the situation where a reporter had discovered a clandestine meeting between Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, and Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill.
On a plane, on the top of the plane.
Yeah. And immediately thereafter, Loretta Lynch realized she was caught. She said, okay, she didn't recuse herself, but she says, I will abide by any recommendation of the FBI director regarding Hillary Clinton in respect to the mishandling of classified data. That was Title 18, Section 793. And then, of course, lying to the FBI during the course of the investigation. That was Title 18, 1001. Now, the interesting thing is that when Comey delivered his statement on July 5th to the American people, it was very clear that he was laying out the basis for an indictment. The fact that he did a switcheroo and didn't say that he was recommending an indictment gave everyone pause, certainly an attorney such as myself. He basically admitted that even if it was not intentional misconduct, but I believe that when you set up a private server in your house and you run it for many years, you know what it is you're doing. But even then,
hold it right there. Hold it at the private server in the house.
Okay.
And we will get back with it when we get back. All of this stuff, by the way, this is all coming straight off the pages of Arbalest Quarrel. You can find it right there on the blog section of Arbalest Quarrel. This is the top article on there that they're talking about the constitutional crisis. I suggest you go look it out just for this kind of on-point analyzing of what's going on. You come away from that with a much better understanding of what you're looking at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and something you cannot believe that they call a warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We've got quite the back and forth going on. It's almost, this reminds me of Run DMC. This is probably before, is this before your time, guys? I mean, did you know about that kind of rap style where you're out there shouting at each other and just passing it back and forth? That's what it reminds me of. Run DMC, yeah. Joining me again, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli, Arbalest Quarrel. We were talking about the fake constitutional crisis that's being called, although the actual constitutional crisis is this soft coup attempt they're trying to pull off. So,
yeah, there really is a constitutional crisis, but not in the way that the Democrats are posing it.
What I find also really disheartening is the hypocrisy that we see in the federal bureaucracy. In particular, let us mention this one, Sally Yates. Remember her?
Yes.
Sally Yates was the deputy attorney general who took over before Sessions was appointed. And when one of her first big acts of defiance was to countermand, basically, the immigration order that Trump had put in place to protect the American people and this nation against Muslim terrorists. And she was vociferous in her arguments against this. We tend to think about her more frequently now when she gave testimony, supposedly also informing Trump that, oh, you got to be on guard against this Michael Flynn because he's been meeting with Russians. Well, if she's such a defender of the law and of our nation, where the hell was she? Where the hell was she when Hillary Clinton was breaking the laws? Loretta Lynch was meeting with her husband, and she was absolutely silent. She, at that point, could have said, look, Ms. Lynch, you have to recuse yourself. Obviously, there's a conflict of interest. You're defending a person that is subject to federal indictment. It's very clear that this Hillary Clinton has committed serious federal crimes against this nation, and you are yourself injecting yourself into the FBI investigation, which is why I think that Comey felt a need to let the public know what was going on, because he was basically saying, it's beyond me now. I cannot recommend an indictment. Loretta Lynch said she would stand by, of course, his decision. And if he did so, you can imagine what would have happened. The day, the time that the indictment, that the Comey statement was being read to the American public, you had Obama. He was on a jet going to North Carolina with Clinton. You can imagine if Comey had said, well, I'm going to recommend an indictment. So where was Sally Yates? Why didn't Sally Yates say, you know what, I'm going to exercise this federal regulation, and we are going to I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton, because it's clear that the FBI is compromised, and it's clear that the Justice Department is compromised. And yet we didn't see that at all when there was clear violations of federal law. And here, where there's nothing going on, and everyone's trying to hammer a round peg in a square hole, obstruction of justice, we don't like Trump, Trump fired Comey, Trump asked for a loyalty, I mean, all of it. There was no crime there. That's what's scary. The fact that the law could be misused and misused in a way to destroy our Constitution. And all these people, right? Schumer was out there saying, oh, how Yates is a profile in courage, harking back to the book by the Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. But it's clear that these are all cowards. And it's also clear that they're the biggest hypocrites. And who the hell they're working for? It's not you and me. It's not the American people. It's not this nation.
Roger, I think we agree that this is all an excuse by the left wing Democrats and the media and the people that are so, so unhappy with Trump and so devastated by his victory as president. Whatever channel I turn on the news, whatever station on radio, and of course I'm always listening to Lock and Load Radio, that's the best, I hear everyone, all these politicians saying the American people want to know the truth. The American people need to know the truth. No one's asking, but the American people, don't they want to know what all of this is costing? The enormous cost of these unnecessary, unjustified investigations?
that is one of the ways I think we can all actually make a difference and slow things down and maybe even put them to a halt. If we contacted our local, our federal officials, our elected officials and said, you know what, I heard that you're in favor of this investigation. Do you have any basis? What is this costing me, the taxpayer? It's about money.
Right.
It's about money. Now we know that there's funding for false science of gun control. The CDC. We know that they're using taxpayers' money, but Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for firearm research at taxpayers' expense, and they're looking at micro stamping and smart guns and liability insurance requirements. We know that they're taxing Second Amendment rights. I mentioned in the last program. Connecticut Governor Danielle Malloy quadrupling pistol license fees, like New York City, which are over $400 to get a pistol permit fee, economically burdensome for the average honest citizen who chooses to exercise his or her, you know, Second Amendment right. They're taxing ammunition. It's, you know what? It's about the money and the power. But the way we can have an influence on it is to question the spending, the taxpayers' dollars that are going into this frivolous witch hunt, and it's unjustified. I say no to spending.
Well, even if you agree with the investigation, what Rosenstein did, I think that that's a legitimate question. No one's bothering talking about what this is costing. And actually, to hire a private attorney is going to be much more costly than it
would
be.
What do you think a guy at that level up the judicial ladder charges per hour?
And then his entire staff. An hour.
And what about all the lawyers under him? And what about all the legal secretaries and aides? What is this?
Okay.
What do you think an investigation like this costs the American taxpayer?
But before we go through the entire chain of command there, Stephen, coming up on the last break, and we'll finish this out when we get back. ArborlessQual.com. You can find all of this right there. Right there. I'm not making this up. I'm not that smart. I had to go find what they do to ask them about it. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Totally and completely true. This does mean war. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the dudes, the guys that make up Arbalest Quarrel, I saw something. I mean, I've been saying this all along. It's so much better when somebody much more learned than I do comes out there and puts that scholarly twist of that stuff that I insist is the way it is. Joining me again is Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli as we talk about the fake constitutional crisis that Trump is facing. Guys, we have approximately 9 minutes, so I'm going to let you guys finish this out. You know where you left off? Where do you want to go?
Where I'd like to go with this is to talk a little bit about the Department of Justice. In light of what we've seen with the mishap over the Clinton investigations, and by the way, it's not too late to have a special prosecutor appointed to reinvestigate her misdeeds, which are very clear. They're not things that we have to guess about. But
Roger, do you know there's talk of Hillary Clinton running for mayor of New York, where I live?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea. And I should have mentioned, Roger, excuse me for butting in, but listeners,
go ahead.
You guys that are listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load, you got a great program here. Keep on listening. And you know what? Well, Bill and I had a brief discussion earlier today. not about what we're talking about tonight per se, but I made a suggestion, and let me make it on the air. I suggest that you contact Bill and you let him know what is of major interest to you. What are we talking about? Something that you really want to hear about? Is there something special you want to hear about? Is there a question that you'd like to pose to the Obelisk Quarrel? Let Bill know, and Bill will let us know, and we'll do our best to get you some answers and get you some stimulating conversations. And that's about it, Roger. You're on. Now it's all yours.
Yeah. Well, going back to the Department of Justice, I'm looking at their mission statement. They say to enforce the law and defend the interests of the U.S. according to the law, to ensure public safety against threats, foreign and domestic, to provide federal leadership in preventing and controlling crime, to seek just punishment for those guilty of unlawful behavior. Yeah, right, sure. And to ensure fair and impartial administration of justice for all Americans. Now, apparently the Office of Attorney General was created by the Judiciary Act of 1789, but it didn't really get its move forward until after the Civil War in 1870 to handle a number of criminal prosecutions. The problem is this, and it goes back to this very notion of loyalty that Trump talks about, and why should it be such a difficult thing. It's the idea that, well, look, if you know that there is that a crime has been committed, you're not going to abet that crime. Nonetheless, you work for an individual. Loyalty is important. How could Trump have working for him a number of people that in his cabinet that happened to work for Obama? We already have with this bureaucratic deep state individuals that are going behind his back. And it's not helping him and to help us do the kinds of things that he said he was going to do to make our country great again. But the problem is specifically with the Department of Justice, because they are in a very peculiar situation. They're part of the executive branch, all right? So as part of the executive branch, they would owe, it seems to me, the loyalty to the executive branch, just as the aides and staff that work for congressmen owe their loyalty to them, and just as a law clerk working for Supreme Court justices owe their loyalty to those justices to do the best job that they can. But the Department of Justice is in a peculiar sort of situation where it's often called upon to attack in some cases, the executive, as in this particular case. And if they can't, well, then, of course, we have the issue of appointments of special counsel. But the question is, they don't appoint a special counsel when they should, as in the case of Clinton, and they would appoint a special counsel when they shouldn't, as in the case of Trump. So we begin to wonder, we see perversion of the law. And as an attorney, I find that reprehensible. And it's scary, actually, to see individuals pompously declaring how much they uphold the rule of law and extol the virtue that we are a nation ruled by law and not by men. And then decide to use their own personal philosophy and morality to determine whether or not they're going to support the president or go against him. So you got Sally Yates, as I say, that decides to keep her mouth shut when she should have spoken up regarding Clinton. And now it's like she's got all guns blazing against Trump when she ought to be keeping her mouth shut. So that's pretty much the point I wanted to make. Stephen, do you want to complete?
I think you're doing a great job. And, Bill, I think we need to get your listeners as active as possible. Do you have any idea what other things can we come up with? I mean, we pretty much know that when you ask the question, okay, you look at the country, and we saw the way it went voting for Trump and Hillary Clinton. We spoke about this before. We don't need to preach to the choir. I I support Trump. I want to protect Trump. I voted for Trump. I'm proud of him. I want him to succeed as my president, as our president. I want him to do all the good things that he promised he would do. And I want to do everything possible to defray the attacks, ongoing and relentless attacks against him. Because if I don't do what I can do, in whatever small capacity that I can, and I'm only one, but one, each of us, when you add us all up, that's what made the difference, he's not going to accomplish this. I certainly don't want to see an impeachment level coming about over nothing, and I certainly welcome the idea of indicting Hillary, or at least investigating her, for real crimes. I don't want her to be mayor of New York City, where I live, that's for sure. Now, if we look at the country, people that support Trump fall into I think, a few different categories. There's those that support him 100%. And then there might be some now that supported him, voted for him. And maybe because they're listening to all this false news, this fake news, this non-news, they're having some doubts and they're falling a little behind in their support and protection of him. They're not looking at the centrist Republicans and the people that should still be backing him. The Republican Party should certainly be backing him. And if they're not, and you live in a state where your senator or your congressperson is not backing him, then you should get on the phone and let them know how you feel. Because it's not helping us. It's not helping the nation. And I know then there's a group that, no matter what we say, they hate Trump, and they love Hillary.
We're about to run out of time.
And that's it. Yeah. So, Bill, do you have any idea on how your listeners could help make this more exciting in the future?
None so far, but we will put our minds to it. All of this stuff we talked about is at ArbalistQuarrel.com. On their blog page, go to ArbalistQuarrel.com, look for blog, click on it. You will see this kind of deconstruction of what's going on out there. Very good to understand. So that way, when the news comes on, you can tune it to something better to watch, because you know that's going to be a bunch of lies. Guys, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Third hour is coming up. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Lagerman. She is a specialist in things like depression and the drugs they prescribe for it. We're going to talk about suicide. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.